town, or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office, or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
I love the radio. It's so random.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Radio and a big beat.
Gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio! Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso.
Seattle's top cop is moving on.
Seattle's police chief, Carmen Best, who has battled against civil unrest for more than 2 months, says she is stepping down after the city council approves reducing her department through layoffs and attrition.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, yesterday the city council voted to reduce the police budget by about $4 million. That's far less than what protesters had been demanding. Russia crosses the finish line first.
As the world passes 20 million confirmed cases of coronavirus, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country's developed a vaccine that offers lasting immunity from the disease.
Fox's Jill Nato, some scientists are skeptical since the vaccine was registered before phase 3 trials, which typically require months of testing. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the Williams Hill Wake Up at 6:05.
Break your butter!
Amazon is always reinventing itself, and now they've taken online retail even further by introducing Amazon Brick and Mortar Stores.
A new shopping experience from Amazon? Do you have a link? How do I get there?
In your car.
What do you mean, like Alexa in my car?
No, you idiot. You get in the car and drive to an Amazon store.
You mean it exists? In real life?
You can actually walk right in and pick up the things you want to buy with your hands.
Wow! They even give me a basket on wheels so I don't have to carry anything.
That's called a shopping cart.
They must have stolen that name from the place I put all my items on the website. Very clever, Amazon.
Amazon is at the forefront of innovation, now more than ever, with Amazon brick and mortar stores.
I'll never shop online again!
Tuesday morning.
It is Tuesday.
Tuesday, which is, of course, foreplay to hump day.
Wait, I'm not ready.
I was born ready.
What are we doing on this show?
Supposed to be entertaining.
In that case...
Entertain me.
Great, let's do it.
It's showtime.
Before hump to what day, they say? It is 6:07 on News Talk 93.1 FM. First things first.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Well, we had a high of 98 yesterday, making yesterday the hottest day of the summer. Although, we've been to 97 four times. Can you tell the difference between 97 and 98? I can't. Heat index got to 107. Today, look for a high around 96 with the heat index near 105. Big heat produces big storm. Yesterday we had some wind damage reports. There were some nice thunderstorms out there putting out on a show. I didn't have one at my house, but today could be my day. Or it could be your day today. Scattered afternoon and evening storms will be in generous supply. Some with gusty winds and lots of lightning. They fade out at night, low 75. Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-90s. Wednesday and Thursday, we're in the low to mid-90s on Friday. Not much change Saturday. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies. Humid as all get out. 75 degrees, 6:08.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
He's the one.
watching the trees, he's watching the breeze. Likes cheeseburgers without no cheese. Knows the birds and bees. What makes you sneeze? And when it might freeze. Got a boyish face, a dog named Chase. He chased that dog all over the place. On radio now, but was on TV. He's a local forecasting star. Folks jump up and down and they shake their fists when they see their favorite meteorologist. All the girls get a look when he's on Facebook. Jesse J and Greg and me, we all agree he's the weather. It's Richard T.
That's kind of funny.
He's your weatherman. Give him a hand. It's Richard T.
I wish the show went to 10.
Wow.
Nobody makes songs for me. What they do for you.
That's certainly better than that. The song that started my career here.
Can I play that for Jesse?
Yes, please. Yes. Play it.
Now, he hates it, but we had a lot of listeners that really enjoyed this. And the whole purpose, this is produced by a brilliant woman named Jolene Roxbury.
Okay.
Who does all kinds of production and stuff.
I'm excited.
And
Get excited.
We wanted to make sure that Rich was going to be with the morning show to talk about stuff above and beyond the weather. So she came up with this.
We're off to talk with Richard, this wonderful Richard of Oz.
Yeah.
See, I had this idea, the Richard of Oz.
Uh-huh.
Because he's so wise above and beyond.
Will you play that at my funeral? I want Jesse to sing it.
I'll sing it for you, just for you, Rich.
I'll tell you what, if we can be pallbearers, we'll all skip to that beat.
We're off to and then we'll drop him by accident. Oops.
We're off to drop the Richard. How's everybody? Was the bacon crisp enough today?
It was.
So good. I called it on TV a BLT on steroids.
Ooh.
It was scrumptiliumptious.
Somehow, I messed up the bacon count, though, when I was packing up to leave the house.
I fixed it. I split one of the pieces in half, so Jay and I had 2.5 pieces each.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were
even. It'll never happen again.
I had 8 pieces.
It looked a little low. I didn't complain.
You can tell how many I had by the looking at the picture.
I didn't complain, Greg.
So it's Club and Key Lime morning, and I wanted to get a picture of the pies that we're selling up on Facebook. And we have one to eat.
So we're down there taking a picture of it. I said, cut that light.
Yeah, I know.
We get this angle.
I got John Frankenheimer directing, you know, this this amazing sandwich shoot. Really, really
what
amazing.
What have we become?
Hey, could you turn it slightly so the bacon cleavage is more visible to the...
Exactly. I look at every angle on the sandwich. And, wait a minute. I want to see the tomato more right now. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. Have you selected a Baumhauer's winning word yet?
I have not, but I can right momentarily.
No, we'll do that a little bit later. I'm going to move that down by our TV hit. What is our topic today?
Oh, things that make us happy during a pandemic. Like, someday we'll be able to hug someone again.
It's so ridiculous. And now the college football season is on the brink of cancellation.
I know.
It's nuts.
So I guess that's not official, the Big Ten and the Pac-12. They haven't. That was just a nasty rumor yesterday that they had made a decision to cancel.
They voted for it. Haven't done it.
Let's not forget who runs our major universities and who they hate.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate the power of that. Hate to say it, but it's true. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, we're so proud to have them as a long-term sponsor. They do great work in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, literally inventing every day, because you can't take a one-size-fits-all approach to helping people on the road back from an accident or an injury that has limited their mobility. And it's a process. So each case requires a unique approach, both for the home they're returning to and the things that will assist them in getting around, removing dangers from the house, installing ramps or rails if those are needed, stair lifts for chairs are available, And in some cases, people may be limited from driving. They sell VIM vehicles at Gulf States Mobility. They equip right there digital command technologies that allow people to take command of their own schedule and not have to add the brute force of dependency to everything else they have to deal with. They take that off the plate. They do amazing work. 514-6590 is their number. Please, when you have a chance, look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do. And just to say thank you, God, for allowing me to go where I want to go when I want to go there. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. It is 6:15. We have your local news. And then I'm not sure if it's rocket science or electrifying coming up, but it's something.
Okay.
Yeah.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A 27-year-old woman is Montgomery's latest homicide victim, marking the city's 41st murder this year. Lisa Adair died in the hospital after she was shot in the 3200 block of Harrison Road Sunday night. There have been no arrests in this fatal shooting. If you have any helpful information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A double shooting in Montgomery last night sent two men to the hospital. Shots were fired just before 7 in the 3200 block of Cotton Street. Police say both men have non-life-threatening injuries. More charges have been filed against David Justice, a local businessman accused of child sex abuse. Blount County authorities have charged Justice with 20 additional charges of sex abuse of a child younger than 12 years old. Authorities are now pushing to have his bond amount increased. And those are some of your headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
barbecue.
Barbecue is the winning word from the menu.
It is. I think it's actually one of their sauces that I did not realize that they had.
They have so many. You know, when I'm there on Wednesday nights, I always get myself a little container of honey mustard to go because it tastes good on everything.
Everything. This one specifically, what gave me the word, it's white barbecue is the sauce, but I figured to make it easy, we'd make the word barbecue.
Barbecue,
so
yeah.
That's your word.
I once lost 35 pounds eating nothing but chicken, slightly dipped in the white barbecue with sliced tomatoes and cottage cheese. I ate that every day and lost quite a bit of weight. And the white barbecue is just very flavorful. Amazing stuff. So barbecue, but barbecue is the word, and we need that specific term. Sometime between 3 and 6 when we redeem it here on News Talk 93.1 FM. In the that afternoon show, we do it called the Happy Hours. And you'll win lunch for two at Wing Fingers, Bob's newest concept in dining in the RSA headquarters building downtown at 201 Union. That's lunch, beverage for two, side, and free climate-controlled parking. 617.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Life and death stories are pretty electrifying, wouldn't you say, team?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I had a very electrifying afternoon yesterday thanks to some thunderstorms on the south.
Well, I didn't get any at my house, but I hope today's my day.
It rumbled and thundered and gave some flashes of light, but it never rained.
We didn't have any rain, but it was weird. When I got home last night, the chef and I were looking outside, and we noticed that it looked completely yellow. Mm. So we went out in the yard, and we were like, it was the sun, obviously.
The angle of the sun and the clouds.
But we were in between a couple of storms because we had serious downdrafts coming in.
Ah.
I mean, it was, you could see one to the north, one somewhere else.
Nothing like Iowa, though, huh? Was it Iowa or Indiana?
Iowa and Iowa. Multi-states, but Iowa had the highest wind total,
112
miles per hour, but multiple reports of over 100 miles per hour from a derecho. I was keeping you up to date on that.
Yes.
I was heading for Chicago.
Did it put the fires out? Did it end the looting?
I think there was one less murder in Chicago yesterday evening. 813 storm reports.
Yeah.
A derecho.
Woo!
That's a multi-state complex of fast-moving storms moving at 70 miles an hour.
Jeez.
What's a derecho, Paul?
About eight. What's a hen weigh? About 6 pounds.
The hen weigh joke, right? Did you get that one from Dad, too?
Yeah, it's a dad joke.
Yeah, that was, and thanks for sending that radar. Of course, at some part of me, I was wishing maybe the storm will just wipe the city out and they can start over the way things are going there.
I was listening to coverage on a local news station in Chicago. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, because we were texting, it gave me a nice lame-ass story to tell in the afternoon yesterday, because I used to work at that place.
WBBM.
And the TV and AM and FM were all under the same. In fact, the AM is still doing news for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been a top five station.
Are they the ones in the merchandise?
No, that was MAQ. That was NBC. MAQ, okay. I don't think they're anywhere. NBC moved down.
So I'm a very curious person. And since, you know, starting here and listening to Rich, you know, I've always liked weather as far as it's fascinated me from the very get-go. Now I find myself, I'm Googling things.
Yeah.
And it's like when you say something like, I know what he's talking about.
The word today is derecho.
There we go.
Not the bomb harvest word, but the...
That's the weather word of the day.
The weather word of the day is derecho.
Well, like, I find the weather
fascinating
and have my whole life. And had I been better at math, I might have been a weatherman, too. I really...
Talk about better
ask
at
him,
math.
My hero in Chicago was Harry Volkman. My brother and I were both big weather freaks, and we used to watch Harry. So one day, we went down to the merchandise mart. It was an off day from school, so we took the bus downtown. On the chance we might bump into somebody famous from TV.
Yeah.
So we're in the elevator, and it opens up, and there he is.
And you fainted.
It was the same, like, moment when Clark Griswold saw the perfect Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you could hear...
So are you saying he looked like a Christmas tree?
No, but...
Had you already left Chicago when John Coleman became a big deal on ABC?
No, John Coleman was a big... He was the guy that kind of invented Happy Talk News. Remember that era?
Right. Oh, yeah. And he invented the Weather Channel, but he was a terrible manager. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. It's too bad because he deeply regretted selling it to the group he did because he thinks climate change is a bunch of hooey. But we still haven't even gotten to the most electrifying story
yet. Oh,
I know. I'm sorry. This is a cool one. Well, go ahead. It's electrifying.
Go ahead.
Greg. No, there was a lot of electrifying stuff in that break.
Yeah.
Here's the official story from your host, Greg Budell.
It doesn't seem so electrifying now.
Well, tell me.
Sorry.
I can save it for animal stories. It's about a chihuahua that saved its owner's life.
No, I want to hear about this because it might be praising my little chihuahua.
86-year-old guy in North Carolina had a stroke on his houseboat last week, could not get to his phone, so he told his chihuahua to get help. She saved his life. She ran off just like Lassie.
Yeah, right.
Lassie, get the dock master. Lassie knows exactly who to bring back.
Right.
And that's what this chihuahua did, who called 911. Here's a little more on that story.
I sat down in my chair, drank my coffee, and next thing I know, it was after lunch. And I knew I couldn't even get my hand to move, and my foot wouldn't move. I didn't want to be there for another couple of days before somebody come by, you know. So I said, okay, boo-boo, go get me some help.
Boo-boo.
And she went and got help.
Got tears right now. I missed her so much.
I almost named you Boo-Boo, Chase.
Chase is like, thank you for not...
Is your chihuahua a nice chihuahua?
He is a nice chihuahua. He is actually, you know, I rescued him from Elmore County Humane. And he was 5 years old when I got him, already housebroken and all of that when they brought him in. Mm-hmm. So I think the way he acts, I actually think he was a little old lady service dog. Because if you tell him right, left, heel... I mean, even if he's not on a leash, he's got it down, very well trained, and he's definitely a ladies' man. So
yeah, like my Hershey, Manch Dweeney.
Yep.
I rescued him, but he's a chick magnet.
Yeah.
And women, he waits for his mom or his friend Terry to come over, and I come home, he'll greet me at the door, and then he'll go back to his bed. Mm-hmm. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
I'm going back to my nap.
He likes his afternoon scratchies. So if we get ready to go take a nap, he'll lay on my chest and want me to scratch him. And if I stop, he'll nudge my hand and want me to keep scratching him. So I'm like, oh, my Lord, this dog's spoiled.
Spurl, 626, Jones Brothers Roofing. I've got to remember to call Baker Creel. We're supposed to get our exhaust fans recapped because when we had a little storm damage, he came out and examined the roof. Thankfully, no major roof damage, a few tiles that need to be replaced. But the exhaust fans, he said, take a look at this. And I noticed that it looked like somebody tried to tear them off.
Yeah.
They're metal, but they were all bit to shreds. And he said, this is squirrel damage. So he said, you got to get some of that tree down over there so they can't jump on your roof. And B, you need to get these recapped or it's a problem. And he's just waiting for my call, and I keep forgetting because I get so distracted.
Greg, I'm going to give you a reminder. Call him. There's your reminder. I'll remind you again after we leave. I'll send you a text.
That'd be great. That'd be the perfect time to call him, 9 o'clock. Get that work done. Roof repair, replacements, energy-efficient windows and doors. They do it all at Jones Brothers. See their entire portfolio of work at jbroof.com. They do so much, and their reputation for excellence. In fact, their guarantee is so rock solid. They show you at their website 3 homes they redid to make sure they left behind a satisfied customer. That's Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com. Timeline next is 627.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing more and more cars inbound now on the 31s, and we got a little congestion on the Northeast Boulevard at Wares Ferry, also on the Northern Boulevard at Ballston, and over at Jackson Ferry. Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown is building this morning. We're seeing more and more cars on I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents so far this morning to report to you. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe at home and in designated areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
At 632. This date in history is August 11th. Here are the details, Rich Thomas.
224th day of the year, 142 days remain on National Son and Daughter Day. Take your, I wonder if you should take your son and daughter to work. Well, go to work. Yeah, I guess so. National Hip Hop Day. What do we, how do you celebrate that?
National Hip and hop around.
I don't know, but you reminded me, I do have a little tribute to Son and Daughter Day to play later. So,
okay.
Anybody got a clue on that? Hip Hop Day?
Ain't no thing.
Okay, thanks.
124 years ago in 1896, a patent was issued to Harvey Hubble for the electric light bulb socket. You know the one with the pull chain?
Yeah.
A patent?
Patent. He was from Britain. 101 years ago in 1919, Scottish-born steel mogul Andrew Carnegie died at the age of 83. He was one of the big three.
Yeah.
Rockefeller was one of them. He wanted to be poor when he left this world. He sold 19 years before he died. Tried to give all his money away. He got rid of $308 million, but he still had $22 million left when he died. On this date in 1934, The Rock. The first prisoners arrive at The Rock.
I'm talking about Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay. Did you ever actually go inside?
I've seen it, but I've never been to it.
They stopped doing tours, you know, so I didn't get to go.
I went on the boat next to it, you know, with the guy.
Did you see any sharks?
I did not see any sharks.
Because, you know, they talk about how it's a lot of active great whites there. Yeah. So.
You know, it's funny is when there's an episode of Mayberry and Barney is all full of his own self, and he calls their little two-cell jail the Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah, the Rock. The Rock.
On this date in 1944, four members of a family killed when a U.S. Air Force plane accidentally dropped three bombs on their home in Dufuniak Springs, Florida.
Oh, wow. We bombed Dufuniak Springs?
We did. We bombed it.
Well, that's not good because that's where I'm going at the end of the month. Well, to Ponce de Leon.
I think they've,
Ponce de Leon,
they've ceased bombing.
Good. I'm glad. Dufuniak. Holy smokes.
1964, Beatles' Hard Day's Night premieres in New York City. 55 years ago in 65, the Watts riots started when rioting and looting broke out in the predominantly black Watts section of Los Angeles. 34 killed, 1,000 injured. On this date in 68, I remember this, Hey Jude was released, the first on Apple Records. What was the B-side?
Hold It.
Hold It was not on it.
Hey Jude. Oh God.
So Hey Jude was the green side. The white side was
Hey Jude, Revolution.
Say you want a revolution.
So I said Revolution.
That's right. First song on Apple Records. Do you know the first artist signed to Apple Records?
Mary Hopkin.
I thought it was James Taylor.
James Taylor.
Okay. 1972. The last U.S. ground combat units depart South Vietnam. The 3rd Battalion, 21st Infantry, departs. They were guarding the base in Da Nang. Now, our song of the day, Songs of Summer Series. I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways that it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. Let's take a ride in a little red Corvette. Prince, 1983. This is your timeline at 6:36.
Yes, I should know. By the way you popped your car sideways, that it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person that believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan and some of them mules. But it was Saturday night. That makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? Money, I say. Leave it, call me. Baby, much too fast. Leave it, call me. You need a love that's gonna last.
Prince from 83. Hey, in 84, this is the day that President Reagan didn't know his mic was hot. He was doing a sound check, actually. He said, my fellow Americans, I'm pleased to announce that I just signed legislation that would outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes. Treat every mic like it's alive. 1987, Clara Peller died and at the age of 86. Where's the beef? Wendy's sales.
Where's the beef?
There you go. Their sales went up 31% during that campaign.
Yeah.
Wow.
1992, Mall of America opens. 2014 on this date, Robin Williams hung himself. He was 63. He was suffering from dementia. And we'll do celebrity birthdays here in a little while. But right now we can tell you that we're 24 days away from Labor Day weekend. SEC football, will there be any in 48 days? Well, we hope so. And Santa in a Mask in 136 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, and now here's more.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Did you get a storm at your house yesterday? Radar was very active. Today, scattered afternoon and evening storms will be in more generous supply than yesterday. Some of the storms will produce gusty winds and lots of lightning. They'll fade out tonight. Today's high
96, heat index 105. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, scattered to numerous afternoon and evening storms. So a better chance with a high in the mid-90s Wednesday and Thursday, low to mid-90s Friday. Right now this morning, 75 degrees and calm winds at 638.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All right, we'll update traffic, and we'll be getting ready to join our TV friends right after.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic got our first accident this morning on I-65 southbound. This is going to primarily affect folks headed into Montgomery from Plant and Pine Level. It's just past the Highway 31 exit before you get to Highway 14 on I-65. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. In the Montgomery area, well, we've got congestion on the East South Boulevard, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard, and also the Northeast Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway. Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown, beginning to build a bit. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents in the Montgomery area into us to pass along to you at this time. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a new Toyota has never been easier. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime! All right, we're awaiting our connection with Alabama Rising House. My hair look.
It looks good. Very dashing.
Notice I had my hair cut a little darker.
It is. It looks good, though. Not that you're vain or anything.
No.
Should I wear a shirt?
There's a difference between being vain and caring about your appearance. From the waist up.
From the waist up.
You probably think this song is about you.
Yeah, that Kylie wrote it about me, man. No doubt about it. Because I...
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
Here we go.
It's 6:41. It can be hard right now to find things to look forward to. Things that we used to do, like vacations, concerts, sports, you name it, canceled or postponed indefinitely. Now, because of that, it's important to focus on the little things that still happen every day. For some of us, that's a good cup of coffee in the morning or the feeling of clean sheets. That's one of my favorites. I want to bring in our friend over at News Talk 93.1 to talk about this, guys. Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've always loved my dogs. My little man, Stewini, Hershey, and Mr. Gubb. His name is Briscoe.
Hershey, I love that name.
Yeah, well, I got him. He's a rescue, and the day I got him, he was chocolate brown. My daughter is really good at naming animals, so what do you think? She says, Hershey, look at him. He's chocolate brown.
Yeah.
And it's fit him very well.
I've always wanted a dog named Coco.
Coco!
But I always get outvoted. And I wanted to name my dog I have now Bartholomew, and the whole family voted against it.
That's a little long. But Bart?
Yeah.
Bert's.
I don't understand. We could call it Bart or Bartholomew.
Bartholomew is what I was thinking.
That's good. Yes. I like
that's
that.
Right. Clever.
See what
and
they did
that's
there?
Not the response I got from my family. They were like,
Well, Chase has to do with weather and, you know, like people that chase tornadoes. You
that's
know,
perfect for you.
Chase storms.
Mm-hmm. What's your little chihuahua's name?
Yeah,
Lincoln.
Me and Rich, we were weighing in on Chase's name there for a while.
Yeah.
Rich was like, and I was throwing weather terms out. He goes, that's too technical.
Yeah, derecho. That's not a name
well,
for a
Ryan,
dog.
Well, Ryan, I mean, isobar is not a really good name for a pet, you know, when you think about it.
Hey.
Shelf cloud. What do you want
I've got a friend that's got a dog named Nimbus, and I think that's great.
Come here.
True, though. There are some names that just don't translate.
Yeah. Come here, Millibar.
That just doesn't work.
Come here, Haboob.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, it's funny.
Now, on the other hand, if it's felines, you can have cat one, cat two, cat three.
I've seen those memes.
You can number your cats. Right. And I know people that can do that, right, Rosie? You're probably watching.
Yeah.
She's our afternoon producer.
She's a cat person, right?
Yeah, very definitely.
Yeah.
My other dog is Briscoe, and... He's a Brussels Griffon. He looks like Chewbacca, but he's such a simple thing, and we call him Mr. Gubb, because of the way he gives kisses.
My cousin will love you right now because he loves Chewbacca. So if he's listening right now, he is going to be like, oh, my goodness, yes.
This has turned into a dog segment. Well, there's Chase right there.
I was going to say that. We tried, but it turned it, and then Chase is now coming to
One quick thing.
It's like bringing us closeness and such a small happiness during this uncertain time.
But we're...
It's okay to be not okay.
I actually realized the other day I am enjoying them and appreciating them even more.
Oh,
during
when
these
they
uncertain times.
Snuggle up to you in bed.
Yeah, they need you and they love you unconditionally. They remind you of all the great things that we need to remember every day.
One of my favorites is with the horses. You know, a horse can tell when you're having a bad day.
Sure.
Hello, Chase.
Horses are smart animals.
Okay, so Chase has now joined the morning show.
Hey, there he is.
Because he's producing. But horses have, you know, I've really enjoyed my time off. I've had a lot more time to spend with them at home and ride and you know, get to go play with them. And it's been great.
I wonder how many guys watching this segment are envious of this dog right now, getting all this attention. Look at him. He's a happy boy.
He's a baby.
But no, get back to your, Jesse, horses and dogs are great therapy animals.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They're wonderful.
That kind of stuff.
You know, I've got several friends.
Which I know you were saying, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we have several friends actually that own a therapeutic riding facility and we work a lot there.
So that's beautiful. It's
really cool.
There's one of those east of town. I've helped raise money for that group. It works with kids with autism and other issues.
Yep, you're probably talking about Maine.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, we worked with them for 4-H for 14 years.
How do you like that? Yeah, they do excellent work there. What else is on our list here?
There's a lot of people you don't hug. You would hug, but you don't hug anymore.
Yeah, that stinks. I will shake hands. I'm not...
I shook hands yesterday with somebody who extended their hands. You know who... was it was it was Brent.
Oh, Brent McDonald. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Did you shake hands on purpose?
Well, you know, it's kind of a you have only a fraction of a second to think about it.
I remember.
Yeah.
That's why I remember we did a survey once, and one of the points that you brought out is that you have to decide ahead of time whether or not you're shaking hands or hugging at an event, because when you're presented, if somebody puts their hand out, you don't think about it in the moment. You just shake back.
Right, exactly.
So I was just wondering if you had utilized that tip.
No, well, you know, I'll shake hands if one is extended to me. I'll still do that. Once in a while.
Sure. Yeah. Can work one of these filthy things and not get sick.
Hugs, even if they tell me not to. So
that's a problem. That's why your HR meeting is going to be earlier.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, on that note, guys, we're going to give you a virtual hug and send you on your way.
We love you too.
Bye.
As always, if you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
All right, that was a nice segment, wasn't it, kids? Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yeah, Chase, would you agree?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yay!
Well, thank
Look
you, Rich.
At him.
Thank you.
Look at that boy. He is such a poser boy.
He is a good-looking kid.
What you doing? Where's my sugars? Do I get sugars?
He's not a kisser.
Do I get sugars?
He's
what
not
about
a
nose kiss? Mwah. That's better.
How about a conundrum? Here's one of those you can pass around.
We got one from yesterday, too.
I have some cheap and trashy stuff coming up in a couple of minutes.
Come here.
We'll do some
which
birthdays.
Includes something involving Antonio Banderas.
He got the Rona.
Yeah.
He got the Rona.
Come
on. What is it?
We had just done his birthday yesterday.
What a way to celebrate. And all kinds of other good stuff that we've scavenged from news wires around the world this morning. When you're ready to give the gift that's going to... In fact, you can get it now and lay it away for Christmas time at Brian Jewelry. Lynn loves that. She loves to help people prepare for holiday occasions way in advance because you know what? You're going to enjoy them a lot more. Instead of saying, you know what?
Because on the count of you want to know why.
Because on the count of you got that off your to-do list and it's a pressure the closer it gets to Christmas. So if you stop by Brian Jewelry now and start the process, pay over time... it's a lot less to think about. You'll actually enjoy whatever it is we're allowed to do at Christmas time this year. How about that? In the meantime,
I don't know about y'all. I'm having my normal Christmas.
Yeah, me too. That's the plan. BrianJobey.com has their entire selection available, but they can create things from scratch there. And by the way, there's a club you can join that will save you $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. This is three generations and seven decades of professional jewelers. The very best now in their beautiful building at 1778 East Main in Prattville and BrianJewelry.com. Your Fox News replay and then the Cheap and Trash.
I'm Pam Puzo. Seattle's top cop is moving on.
Seattle's police chief, Carmen Best, who has battled against civil unrest for more than 2 months, says she is stepping down after the city council approves reducing her department through layoffs and attrition.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, yesterday the city council voted to reduce the police budget by about $4 million. That's far less than what protesters had been demanding. Russia crosses the finish line first.
As the world passes 20 million confirmed cases of coronavirus, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country's developed a vaccine that offers lasting immunity from the disease.
Fox's Jill Nato, some scientists are skeptical since the vaccine was registered before phase three trials, which typically require months of testing. America's listening to Fox News.
Best benefit the Millbrook community now and in the future? I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and this is the question that I ask myself when I'm making decisions that affect all Millbrook citizens. Millbrook has experienced tremendous growth over the past 24 years. We've grown from 6,000 people to approximately 20,000 people. Our revenues have increased from $2 million to $15 million. We've worked hard to create a better quality of life, to keep our community safe, and increase economic growth and development. I'm Mayor Al Kelly, and I'm asking for your vote on August 25th.
Paid political by Al Kelly Campaign Committee.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is National Sons and Daughters Day today.
You will always be my son.
Dear daughter,
carry on my wayward son.
So wasn't your daughter
Mother Nature's son?
Don't call me Dorito.
Senator Sosa.
Fathers be good to your daughter.
Send we the lion, sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters.
National Sons and Daughters Day.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy for today. I am your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Udell. Antonio Banderas turned 60 and celebrated by getting the coronavirus. He said, I am forced to celebrate this birthday in quarantine after having tested positive, but I would like to add that I am relatively okay, just a little more tired than usual, confident to recover as soon as possible. You know, it's really alarming about this. Every day, the stories about false positives. I think so many, and those get counted. Then 2 days later, well.
Like the Ohio governor, yeah.
Yeah, God. I mean, the real numbers on this, God only knows what they are. His ex celebrated her 63rd birthday. That would be Melanie Griffith. Her face recently turned 10. she didn't share a diagnosis. She just posted a photo of a happy birthday sign on the gate in front of her house. They got in flowers and gifts and sweet texts and FaceTime. I still love Melanie Griffith. And then there was a shooting outside the White House. Kathy Griffin says it was not her.
They had to grab the Secret Service had to grab the president out of the Alan, what is it?
Yeah.
The
press room. And when he came back, some reporter said, were you scared? Or he says, do I look rattled?
Yeah.
It's just, they never stop. Sylvester Stallone is selling his $350,000 SUV. I don't know why you'd want to do that when you can buy a key lime pie for me for $20.
Exactly.
It's
and
20.
It goes to a good cause.
Yes.
Did we get a chance to try it this morning?
Yeah, there's a pie.
Downstairs, actually.
It had a little cover divot on it. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with the pie.
Oh, so it's a reconditioned pie?
Yeah, I took it to Montgomery Pie and Body, and they flattened the surface for me. MPB. We recommend there we go. Them.
You know, I swear your pie is as good as new, maybe better.
Right.
Or even tastier.
That's great.
What do you say to a guy like that?
You're incorrigible.
You are. Anyway, this vehicle is a 20-foot, fully customized 29 Cadillac Escalade. He wants $350,000 for it. It's got a 43-inch. This sounds like you should buy this. A 43-inch UHD LCD smart TV built into the center divider.
Oh, man.
And 12-inch screens for rear-facing passengers.
Jeez.
And two SIM cards from different carriers to ensure the most reliable connection. Windows have electric curtains.
Oh, my.
Who owns this vehicle?
Stallone.
Wow.
He's on loan. Excuse me. The car already has 1,000 miles on it. He's unloading it because his, quote, requirement for it has recently changed. What does that mean?
What's the requirement for it? Yeah.
Friends?
I have no idea. No idea what...
Friends with benefits?
I got
I don't know.
Four birthdays if you want them.
We got a couple of sex here. Not that. Not that. Couple of seconds.
Be more specific, Greg.
Yeah, a 91-year-old with 600 acting credits finally getting his star on the Walk of Fame. James Hong, not to be confused with James
Wang,
is a Hollywood icon, a face everybody knows even though you don't know his name. He has been in Big Trouble in Little China, Seinfeld, Kung Fu Panda, Blade Runner, Wayne's World, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and a zillion other things. And it was a friend of his from Boston, Y50, that set up a GoFundMe for the star. Because you buy those. Hollywood doesn't say, we're going to honor you. You want to be honored? You can get your own star. A lot of stars don't have them for that reason. Chris Pratt became a father again. And they're going to remake the movie, Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, I saw something about that in the middle of the night. Who's going to be in it?
Zac Efron will be one of the stars. It'll be a Disney Plus thing.
All right.
And In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins got a big sales bump thanks to a video of two guys vibing to it. And that's it. Celebrity birthdays today?
Chris Hemsworth is 37 today.
All right.
Anna Gunn. She's Walter White's wife on Breaking Bad. Skyler, she's 52 today. Singer Joe Jackson, who's stepping out, is 66.
God.
And Eric Carmen is still all by himself at the age of 71 in Cleveland, Ohio. And that's your birthdays.
All right, celebrity birthdays at 6:56. We now go to Jay Scott.
Hi. Everybody, it's Jay Scott here to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They are looking... Do you need to see Dr. Jeff Pasley?
I think he does.
If he walked in the door right now, I would welcome him.
Yeah, I imagine. Yes. In fact, I myself woke up this morning with a little bit of neck pain that I discovered. I didn't discover it. See, it's a weird thing. Sometimes you can wake up and feel perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. And then some minutes pass. You're doing something, just getting ready for work. And all of a sudden, you tweak a little something, you know. And comes out of nowhere. I was drying my hair and felt a pain in my neck as I was doing that. And so maybe going over there to see Dr. Jeff Pasley and the staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They've been there for over 12 years off of Highway 14 in Millbrook. You can call them at 285-8483. Or the better thing to do is just go online, millbrookchiropractor.com. That thing will answer every single question you might have. Their location exactly, their phone number, their hours of operation as well, the insurances that they accept as well. The practices that they involve when they're treating you and that sort of thing, the different ways that they can treat you as well, it is all there at their website, millbrookchiropractor.com, for Dr. Jeff Pasley and his staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
All right, we've already done the Baumhauer's wing finger winning word of the day, but we'll do it again next hour. Random Facts is coming up. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Last day today for last week's specials, which included ground beef at $1.95 a pound and others. And by the way, you really want to save on soda. You know, I've been buying the glass bottles, but 1-liter bottle, six packs of all your favorite Coke products are $2.50 for a six-pack. Those are one-liter bottles. That is the most amazing soda value on the market, and that continues through today at Food Outlet as well. We'll tell you more later at 6:58. Traffic, Fox News, and then we're back with the Beach Boys in a tribute to a hotspot.
Traffic is brought to you by Brubaker.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are busy around the boulevard now, seeing congestion at most of the major intersections. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. Atlanta Highway is building into downtown, and we're seeing a good bit of traffic now on the 31s, especially with Wetumpka Highway. A little congestion at the River Bridge and Redland Road red lights this morning as you head in. And on I-65 southbound, just past the Highway 31 exit above Prattville, got a minor accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. It's back to school time at Premier Place. They have it all. Shop Kato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professionals, and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more.